Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for another sunny and hazy day here in California. We actually thank the rain that we've had here. It's amazing. After so many months, it's almost like you're on a different planet where we finally get rain. And it's great. I mean, we're no longer in fire hazard danger. And again, the same thing goes with your health. You don't want to be in health hazard danger by taking toxic polypharmacy. Latest reports have come out saying, for example, that if you take ibuprofen, you reduce male fertility by affecting hormones and levels of sperm count, etc. We know that toxic polypharmacy is bad for you. Whenever you can, you want to underline and fix the underlying physiology and pre-pathology before it becomes something overt. So it's very important for people to understand that. So, Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
So what I want you to do is start off with a couple. We have our two new nutraceuticals we just launched, which is a 5-HTP cross, which is the control-release 5-hydroxytryptophan. It turns out that serotonin, which the gut has plenty of, doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. The three main things that it'll correct is it'll correct sleep disorders, depression, and fibromyalgia. Pretty big list of stuff, plus lots of other things. Then we have our stress to go, and I'm trying to keep a simple label, but it actually reduces stress hormones in the brain and the periphery and the adrenals, both cortisol as well as adrenal stress hormones like norepinephrine and dopamine, we call the fight-or-flight reaction. We have a whole range of nutraceuticals, and most of them are very unique. I just got a consult request just before the show with a gentleman who thought he had either a mini-stroke or a TIA, and of course he ordered a bunch of things, but he wanted to know what he could kind of run down to the health food store. I said, look, whatever you're going to get at the health food store has minimal biological effect. It's not going to be bioavailable or stay in the body long enough to have a long-term effect. For example, if you're taking cytokine reducers like Cell Defense Plus or Gamma E Plus, you're not going to find equivalent out there. You're going to go to a health food store or go online and buy, as they say in the marketing thing for you, if you're a farmer, a pig in a poke. Tell us what nutraceuticals you'd like to talk about today.
Well, I think that when you bring up these new ones that are introduced, I think a big aspect is just the bioavailability that you see in the NutriMedical line. It's addressing, you know, not only the right ingredient at the right level that you're supposed to dose, but also dealing with issues that is it bioavailable? So, you know, taking things like, you know, Nutritrala is one of the best formulations that's been released ever. It is a controlled-release format of alpha-lipoic acid. So just like 5-HTP cross, where you're talking about a controlled-release mechanism, because we know that the alpha-lipoic acid, typically, it's a 27-minute half-life. So if you're not going to take it every couple hours, you're not going to get a long-term benefit. And most people will not take alpha-lipoic acid consistently because, one, they might feel woozy or low blood sugar, or two, they might actually start getting like a burning effect in their throat because of the acidic nature of the material. But when you use something like the Nutritrala formula, those things are not problems anymore. It's been designed to overcome the biological challenges that we have. It can get the half-life, extend it near 80 minutes, and because of the format that it's put in, it doesn't have this hypoglycemic type crash effect, or it doesn't create this burning type effect over weeks of taking the product. It can be used long-term safely and effectively at the right dose. And so it's just a breakthrough, and you've seen it, obviously, Dr. Bill, just, you know, so many people that use that formulation, and it looks, on the surface, that it's a boring, not very exciting, not powerful formula, because you're just like, well, what else? Most people out there shopping are looking for, you know, the kitchen sink of ingredients, when in fact this formulation, you know, if it was a medication, it would be worth many, 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 many billions of dollars for what it can actually accomplish. You can't even watch TV for 20 minutes without somebody talking about hemoglobin A1Cs and, you know, what to do to protect your body. And
well, what it does is, Bruce, people don't know about AGE, which is Advanced Glycosylation End Products, but they know about RAGE, and we're not talking about anger. We're talking about reactive, which is all the inflammatory molecules in your body. When you glycate proteins, you actually produce inflammatory cytokines. And if you stop that from happening, you dramatically change heart disease, dementia, vascular disease, cancer, everything has changed. So what we can do is we can now customize based on just their history, but also on blood tests, organic acids, metabolites, mineral analysis, you name it, genetic analysis, epigenetic testing with quantum testing. We can customize their protocol to give them the level of nutraceuticals that's going to restore their body's ability to compensate. And when you get that zone of compensation, the body says, hey, I can do this. I got the tools. I got the staff. I can now fix this problem. Whether it's a vascular disease, like you had a strong stroke, you don't want to have another one. Or you have diabetic neuropathy starting, you want to reverse that neuropathy before you end up having to have such severe pain, you consider suicide. 1 in 20 diabetics over 20 years is going to get severe enough pain, they're going to consider suicide. Most people that have a vascular disease have a dyslipidemia and a reason why their cholesterol and their fatty acids are oxidized, and it's now causing their macrophages to eat this abnormal fats or cholesterol and die and become foam cells. I mean, there's no mystery to this anymore. And that's the thing that I find surprising, is it's like the medical profession doesn't want the secret out, because if people actually started fixing the problem, they wouldn't need bypass or stents. They wouldn't have amputations of their toes and feet. They wouldn't go into renal failure if they're taking transketolase-stimulating things like Vanaway and ultrasimon B1. I've had people measure their microalbumin, and their nephrologist is telling them, well, your kidneys are going. At some point, you're going on dialysis. And I say, look, do a microalbumin test, which your nephrologist didn't do. It's not a 24-hour test, just a microalbumin. Start the ultrasimon B1 and Vanaway, and in 4 to 6 weeks, you retest it, it's gone. And if you retest a 24-hour GFR test of your kidney function, it's normal. And it'll normalize even if you've taken non-steroidals. Like, believe it or not, my brother took Arthrotec as a pharmacist because he had pain in his spine from whatever was going on. And he lost half his kidney function in a month. I put him on ultrasimon B1, and 6 months, his kidney function was normal. Duh. You know, and people say, well, my doctor knows more than Dr. Deagle. Fat chance on that. If your doctor knows more, do two things. Number one, get his phone number and email, and I'll call him on my dime, anywhere in the world, Germany, any, I don't care where it is. And number two, if they have enough cojones, come on the show. It's going to be ugly. Dr. Deagle is not Mr. Passive. You know that, right, don't you? Ryan?
I
have learned that the best defense is an extremely take-no-prisoners offense. And I'm not cruel, but I don't like doctors harming patients with unnecessary toxic polypharmacy, inappropriately missing the diagnosis until something catastrophic happens, like you have a major stroke, or you blow a chest in your heart wall, maybe the septal wall, so now you got an open hole between the left and right side of your heart, which is what happened to my father, inappropriately treated by his doctors, so eventually he ended up having intracardiac surgery, and he died 3 days later. He was ideal weight. He climbed up in his tower after having some Kippert Herring radio tower because he was retired, and he was a ham radio operator, and he ended up blowing a hole from one side of his heart to the other. People said, well, you know, when I talked to Dr. Roger Damley, this is 20 years ago, at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, and he said, hey, Deagle, I heard you know something about what causes atherogenesis. Now, he had finished 8 years of fellowship at Mayo in invasive cardiology and ablation of cardiac induction pathways, because he actually shared office space with me and other specialist doctors. I was doing internal medicine, intensive care unit, etc. And after I downloaded on him, he turned white as a pale. He said, "You're going to ruin our business, aren't you, Deagle?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "My dad died of a heart attack at ID08. I said, "I'm the kind of person, if you put a problem in front of me, even if it takes me decades, I am going to find the answer. In fact, this year, I'm going to be publishing articles on the cause of diabetes, the cause of glaucoma. I'm going to be publishing this. Repeat of Fukushima Daiichi, not only the nuclear plant problem, but what radioisotopes are doing to the population of the Northern Hemisphere. I'm going to be putting out research articles on the quantum physics, which I presented at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine a few weeks ago in Vegas. And doctors will be able to take a list of equipment and prove that Dr. Deagle is not having a delusion. This technology, like our NutriMeds, will change the face of medicine forever. Not just one specialty, but every specialty, from pediatrics to dental surgery to obstetrics. Everybody should know functional medicine, and they don't. And I'll teach them free. Just case by case, I'll teach them. All right?
This is Dan Pill.
Welcome back, and of course, Ryan, we're reconnecting in just a moment. Yesterday on hour two, I did a head-to-toe kind of and toe-to-head review of some basic nutraceutical protocols, and those are very useful because we go over, and I'm embedding in every one of the protocol products, our NutriMeds, a kind of video discussion of the high points of it and which other nutraceuticals to use with those. If you have a question, you can always email me directly, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com and drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com. The other thing you can do is you can contact me. If you want that question to be asked only during the Friday show and you don't want me to know about the question beforehand, send directly to NutriMedical@MichelleDeagle.com or NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com. And Michelle will have that question to pop it on me at the time of the show, so it becomes a true firing line. Now, the if you want to call into the show to ask any questions on health or any other issue, do tell the board op, Brad, exactly what your question is. We're usually 10 words or less. 877-317-6432. And we'll try to provide answers. Now, a couple of things are coming up this year that I think you'll find very useful. Number one, you'll see that we're going to provide a lot more testing, and we'll bring on some of the test lab directors for people. Number two, you'll be seeing an increasing number of remote testing sites for QRMA and Manopathia Hunter scans, not only in the United States but outside the U.S. You'll see that we'll be speaking more with other co-professionals, talking about some of the key issues of healthcare and anti-aging. I'll be bringing on Dr. Ron Klatz in the next few weeks. He's just, I'm sure, recovering from that extremely intense conference, which is the biggest one in the world in Vegas every year, the main Congress, it's called. There's other conferences that happen that you know, in Florida and elsewhere across the country and around the world for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. They all belong to the Academy also of Environmental Medicine. I hope to do a presentation either live or by video link on the Fukushima Daiichi. Now will be, this March will be 7 years in from Fukushima, and it's not been solved at all. It's still a major wound to the Pacific Ocean and the atmosphere of the Northern Hemisphere. We want to talk about that. When we look at the nutraceuticals, it's important to understand that our nutraceuticals have three characteristics that are very unique about them. Number one, the supplements are bioavailable. They're bioactivated, so they're going to last a long time in your bloodstream and affect your genetics. They directly affect the body's ability to adapt to stress. For example, if we look at adrenal support gland, so your glandular tissues are supported. When you look at thyroid, like mitothyroid, it's actually glandular thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. We have the cofactors to help bioconversion from T4 to T3. T4 is a reserve form of thyroid hormone. It's a T3 that's properly converted in each tissue separately, your brain, your internal organs, etc. So you need things like Minerals Plus, which contains also the selenium. We are going to have the selenium. They're saying now it's delayed for another week or so, selenium cruciferate, but we have the Minerals Plus. It has the albion, chelate, selenium, and the other five minerals. And Nutriodine, which is the only Tesla-activated monatomic iodine available. We have drinks, Ageless, Life Support, NutriComplete, Glycemix. Glycemix great for meals. We have things to stop allergy like Allerblock and Allergan. We have formulas for inflammation like Arthritics and Seroflozyme. Anti-inflammatories that turn off the stem mother cells like Cell Defense Plus. And we have Cell Detox Glutathione that gets rid of hydroperoxy radical. We call it the God molecule, very important, especially for respiratory illnesses. We have nutraceuticals to block things like this OxyFlu that's, you know, making a lot of people sick and killing a lot of people. NutriDefense, very important to block the receptor binding domain. Hello, Ryan. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Dr. Bell.
So I'm talking about the difference between nutraceuticals and NutriMeds. Number one, we have the best colors to paint your wellness picture. We also have these are bioactivated, bioconverted, and they have a bioavailability profile, so they stay active for full, when you take it on the schedule, full 24 hours, not just for so many minutes. Like, for example, if you take alpha-arylipoic acid, it doesn't last long. If you take your Nutritrala, it's completely different. Same thing as you take things like Biotin Plus, dibetaline, berberstatin, and you're trying to control insulin resistance and diabetes, or you want to control appetite and the cytokines and joints, you want to take leptin metabolic. I had a question this morning about a gentleman that had a mini stroke. And, of course, he had some of the things, thank God, but he didn't have everything. He literally bumped it up a bunch. He needs to have, number one, nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity and formation of unstable plaque, or cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Pro, Supernox to increase nitric oxide, because you can't have proper circulation without nitric oxide. And he needs to have things like our VascuCare carnitine. He needs to be taking things like, to prevent the formation of, you know, elevated, say, homocysteine, things like semethyl or bio-LVR. I mean, we can attack each of these. If actually we do testing, we can actually say, target this, this, and this, and boom, the person's problem stabilizes. Even if they have an atrial fibrillation, doesn't mean most of the time they just have a magnesium deficiency. They don't have an actual cardiac conduction permanent damage unless you've let it go too long, too many months or years. You get their blood pressure under control, and you nourish their cardiac conduction bundles. Pick out a couple that you find particularly, and you know that people, especially this time of the year, you know, we just passed what I call Stressmas, and for a lot of people, Christmas wasn't super. You know, there are always satisfying moments, but there's a lot of stress dealing with relatives you usually don't deal with, dealing with issues you don't want to remember. Lots of stuff happening that's not necessarily all good during Stressmas, which is why we have more heart attacks, strokes, and cancer diagnosis within a few weeks of Christmas than any other time of the year.
Yeah, and I would imagine for a lot of people, Stressmas continues because the bills are going to be due, and they may not have been thinking about that when they bottled the gifts, but it's coming. You know, if they use credit cards, it's going to be coming back. So anyway.
We use a good rule for that. We basically, kids only should get Christmas, and adults, if you give them a small check as their relative, son or daughter, that's fine. But this idea of adults getting Christmas and buying expensive gifts that people can't afford is silly. I think Christmas is for kids.
Yes, I would. Generally, I am in total agreement with that. The one that I would, tell people that they got to look at if they haven't already is Calm Mind. It's a big, successful product. Calm Mind is a powdered formulation, but it is designed to basically help lower people's stress response. People that get all kinds of anxiety and kind of reactions. This stuff works fast. Usually when people take a dose of Calm Mind, somewhere 1 to 2 scoops, I know, Dr. Bill, you'll use it in higher levels than that personally. But it can have a very profound effect. So when it comes to stress, raging issues with kids, addiction issues where you're talking about whether that be sugar, alcohol, carbohydrate-type cravings, possibly other kinds of drugs where you're like, you need to feed this into the body, because the way the formula works, it uses myo-inositol, some taurine, a little bit of GABA, a little bit of theanine, and some magnesium glycinate, and it really helps up the neurotransmitter communication in the brain to work.
Yeah, I would put a little subtag below the title of the Calm Mind. Better than Mary Jane and better than booze. How's that?
You had to have the Mary Jane.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need that. Back in a moment. I've got an interesting testimonial. I had one of our customer patients take our nutraceutical protocol for cancer, and just taking that alone, their cancer's gone away. And this is not the first time. We've had, over the years, many, many of our customers basically say, I'm not taking chemo or whatever. I had a consult yesterday morning about a lady who had parathyroid cancer, and of course, her doctors were kind of, futzing around in terms of the testing and the speed of their testing. They were going to do a radionuclide scan, which is okay. You want to protect your DNA with malignant block and, of course, ellagic acid, folate, K2, and power C. But then the next test is to actually do a spiral thin section CT scan and a PET positron emission scan to see if that parathyroid cancer has spread. Because if it's hot in adjacent granular tissue, the tumor cells have spread. I don't recommend radiation or proton therapy. I recommend surgical removal of the one hot parathyroid gland, because you usually have about a dozen of them around that, all the way from your neck into your upper thoracic chest. The problem with cancer is you want to get rid of the cancer mother cells. You want to prevent cancer. That's why things like malignant block is so important. It's also, by the way, an ageless that repairs your DNA. So we have nutraceuticals that, when you take them, they alter the timeline. I do what I call the Einsteinian twin experiment, where one twin heads out at the speed of light to a distant part of the galaxy, and it comes back 80 years later. But to them, if they've aged 2 years or 3 years, but their twin has aged 80 years, so their other twin is 100 years old. This twin comes back and he's still in his mid-20s. And this happens when you start taking nutraceuticals. Your body regenerates yourself, and your aging process slows significantly or even reverses in many organs. So as we're getting more and more tuned up with our technology, whether it's combining our nutraceuticals with now our new Red Deer Velvet, which will be encapsulated in the next few weeks, NDME and our fancy Albion chelated minerals and Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus are activated vitamins. By the way, everybody else's vitamins, even these so-called medical grade, none of them have every single component activated. Ours, every component is activated, which means it can jump over any gene defect, or we call SNP or polymorphism of your DNA. It doesn't matter what your DNA is. We don't give a ding. If you take our NutriMeds, you're jumping over the defect. It doesn't matter, does it?
Yep, that's right.
That's pretty neat. I mean, people say, well, I hear people, they're all in a big panic. They've been reading stuff by this author, that one I call the Yahoo Rich Environment of authors out there. And I said, look, all you have to do is start taking bio-LVR or power-methyl B12 and superfolate. And we don't care if you've got a 5-methylfolate reductase gene SNP. Who gives a damn? A quarter of the population on Earth has it, and 50% of Hispanic population has a gene SNP. Who cares? If you start taking a bio-LVR and a power-methyl B12 and superfolate, it doesn't matter anymore. Isn't that interesting? It just doesn't matter. And people don't get that. They go, well, I'm hand-wringing. I'm doomed by this. I'm thinking, no, you're not. Take our NutriMeds and forget it. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what you're there for, to open up their eyes.
Yeah, and, of course, the other thing is, of course, other people are trying to scare them. Well, you got to take our supplements. For example, one of the things that we found at the conference was, or they pushed Cotinol Q10, CoQ10, we have the only CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize. I know when I had a custom compound 30 years ago, the dang stuff, within a month, 95% of its biological activity was gone because it crystallized. Ours doesn't. It's the only one that doesn't. I have one gentleman that contacted me, and he was talking about a medical legal case about being poisoned. He was trying to manage his own care, and he got some bentonite clay. I'm thinking, why do they listen to Yahoo saying use bentonite clay? It only works in the interface of your gut wall. It's not going to go through all your tissues of your body like Keeler Max. It's not going to work like, you know, bio-LVR, some methyl to pull out the heavy metals and toxic chemicals out of your body. And he was talking about medical, legal, and seeing if his regular insurance would cover. Said, look, forget it, okay? You want to detox, start Keeler Max. You take bio-LVR. Start that simple. Do a test, and if you want to do a test, I'll send you the test kit to measure whole blood, not hair. Hair is not accurate enough. You have to measure whole blood, minerals, and heavy metals. I don't know why people think they know more about this. I had one Yale doctor did a talk at the conference, and he was quoting you in the hair analysis. I said after the conference, and they're all surrounding this guy, I said, now why would you recommend hair analysis when you know if you don't do blood analysis, and the best way to do blood is dual-coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, and you can tell it's like, uh-oh, I got a live one here. Yeah, I am. I'm going to catch all you guys if you see something stupid. Okay? And believe me, there's no shortage of stupid out there. Even people who are supposedly highly qualified. You know? You got to understand, if you don't know these things, I'll teach you and I'll show you that you got to measure whole blood. And when you look at minerals, most people don't realize how many minerals people are deficient in. Ours are albion chelated minerals, which means they're carried in by proteins across the cell membrane. They don't have to fight like they're getting off the freeway exit ramp. Minerals trying to cross the ion channels, they're actually actively transported. So when you take our albion chelated minerals, they're going to bring them across the cell membrane. If you had indium E or indium that acts as a chaperone, you're going to remineralize your DNA and turn on your genes. Real simple, isn't it? Plasma form of minerals turns on your genes, or the black keys of your DNA. That simple. We look at people that are saying, mom's getting pre-dementia. Don't let your mom get pre-dementia. There's three things that go on. Loss of myelin sheath, loss of neurotransmitters, and brain on fire. Boff. And we can fix each of those things so easy, it can be done in a weekend. Isn't it amazing, Ryan?
A lot of powerful tools to be able to, you know.
Okay. Yeah, and people say, well, how can you prove that, Dr. Deagle? I said, you're talking to the doc. You know? Damn it.
Yeah.
It makes me angry. It's like, if I had these tools, you know, 38 years ago when I started in practice after family internal medicine, I would have been laughing so hard. You wouldn't be able to stop me. I'd be like some kind of stand-up comedian all day long just laughing of how my colleagues were killing their patients and me too. That's why they call it medical practice, because we never get it right. Pretty funny, hey? Medical practice.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm medical practice. I said, well, where do you put the bodies? I got them in the back in a dumpster. People say, no, Deagle, it's not that bad. No, it's actually worse. I try to put a little humor on it so you won't completely freak. But when you submit to your doctor, you're just putting yourself into harm's way. Really? They say, no, my doctor's a good guy. I go golfing with him. I said, keep it to golfing. Do not let him don't. Now, doesn't mean everything you do is wrong. If somebody needs to do a bypass on you because you waited so long your heart's blocked, or you have a ruptured aortic aneurysm and need a Dacron graft, or you've had a compound fracture because you fell down the stairs and you had osteoporosis and broke your tibia, damn it, you need surgery. Okay, I'm a surgeon too, but I can tell you, most of what doctors do, which is two-thirds of surgeries and 85% of medicine, are inappropriate. Sorry to say, that's why if I ever went back and got a lottery inside, I'm tired of radio, I just want to be an attack dog. Believe me, I got legal titanium alloy teeth. You would not want to see me on the other side of the docket in a courtroom anywhere. It would not be pleasant. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're not a nice guy. I said, where do you ever get the delusion that I'm a nice guy? I'm an honest guy. I'll protect you because I'm your big brother. But if you're on the other side and you're my enemy, you better quiver in your boots because you're going to be in big trouble. And that, by the way, includes my colleagues that try to pretend they know everything. One of the things, if you matched a doctor in 2017 or 2018 to a doctor, say, in 2050, the doctors in 2050 would laugh their head off that you said or did this or that, based on actual published research between 2018 and 2050. They'd laugh so hard they wouldn't know what you're doing. They'd be laughing. They'd probably get a hernia from it. Right? So why don't people nowadays get an idea that maybe they don't know everything? Because 20 or 30 years from now, after finally things, the dinosaurs die, and the people who said all kinds of BS died, and we have a number of legal cases, and so many body count from toxic drugs were done, and the courts finally opened it up, the can of worms. That's the facts. Just like, you know, they try to say, cholesterol is bad. Yeah, but two-thirds of the dry weight of your brain is made of cholesterol. All your hormones are made of cholesterol. You start taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, it's like a chemical castration. Are you ready to be castrated? Step up and take your Zocor Lipitor Crestor. Have a nice day. What do you think? I don't think too many people would take that tab and buy it. I don't think they would.
Are you happy watching?
I'm tempted to either go into law, or I'm tempted to say, hey, I'll do a part-time practice. Well, unless Trump fixes the healthcare system so they get rid of malpractice, unless they take away state licensure so we have a national licensure system that's not tainted by the damn government setting up protocols for standard of care, there's nothing worse than the standard of care BS. If you don't practice a toxic polypharmacy, you're in trouble with the drug companies and lobbyists in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. I call it. And if you think other countries are bad, and they are, Canada's bad with their colleges of physicians and surgeons, and European countries are bad, but a lot less bad than America. The worst nation on earth for interference with doctors' activity is America, and the medical legal thing is nuts here, where most lawsuits, they'll sue somebody for minor stuff, and the guys are really rich and powerful, they won't go near them because they got a battalion of attorneys. That's what's going on. The drug companies get away with murder because they can harass the doctor and say, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. I couldn't believe it when that happened in 2003, and I've told the story before on the show. People say, no, doctor, it's not that bad. I said, you know what? I've been through it. It's not open to your opinion. It's just like a vet that's come back with his legs blown off, and somebody says, no, you never were near an IED. I'm thinking, I don't have legs, buddy. It's not open to your opinion, okay? It's funny, isn't it? People think they have an opinion about something you've experienced. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
They also want to make things look like there are problems that can't be solved. People say, well, I have a child with developmental delay. Well, they've got myelination in their brain. Let's get them Neurogen. Based on algae-based docosahexaenoic acid. Do you know that for 25 years, since we did the research published in Ohio, at a medical conference, that it's the law in Japan you can't make a baby food, a baby milk product without DHA in it from algae? It's against the law in Japan. Isn't that wild? Because they know it'll delay the IQ and the myelination of the brains of babies if they don't have DHA in their simulation of breast milk. But here, no, it's not the law. That's weird, isn't it? So you say, well,
yeah.
My child's got autism. Well, you want to repair their cholinergic pathways. We use cytidine choline, uridine monophosphate, ultrasimon B1. We use Cognition Plus and Brain Power. We give Brain Mag because their brain's on fire. Boff, I call it. You know, I try to make it simple metaphors so people are like, what do you mean? Well, where's the fire extinguisher? It's called Brain Mag and Brain Power and Gamma E Plus, which you can puncture in soft gel and even make a smoothie for these little kids. They have BAF for brain on fire. No, they don't. I said, well, we can prove it. Well, how you can prove that, Deagle? We do a PET scan of their brain metabolism. We can do a SPECT blood flow scan. We can do a quantitative electroencephalogram to show the voltages and coherence patterns across their cortex. We can do organic acids and metabolites and even mineral levels. We can prove everything. And they go, well, how come my doctor doesn't know that? Your doctor doesn't know which end is up. Are you kidding me? And this is kind of obscene, too, isn't it? The fact is, and by the way, functional medicine should be taught to every doctor. To me, if I was setting up medical schools in North America, more like the Swiss, they need to pass a medical PhD dissertation. They'd have to have an extra 2 to 3 years of functional medicine, organic chemistry, intermediate metabolism, epigenetics and genetics, and toxicology. And they don't know any of this stuff, which means they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just white-coated drug salesmen. Unfortunately, they can do some procedures, and they consider themselves medical deities, MDs, or more dough if they make a lot of money if they're a subspecialty surgeon. Pretty crazy, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's look at some of the other nutraceuticals. Let's look at something as simple like our topicals. We have hormone topicals, which are DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. We've got curcumin cream for joint inflammation. If you've got inflammation of your skin and you've got acne, you want to spray it with our NutriSilver and then slap on the pregnenolone cream. If you're trying to kind of knock out pathogens, use Allicin Med. This virus is going around. Take our Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver. Nutrimune 26Y, if you've got a leaky gut and you've got, let's say, lupus erythematosus, autoimmune, let's say, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, whatever disorder, you've got to repair your leaky gut. And how many specialists are working on repairing the leaky gut when using disease-modifying drugs? None. But they tell you, oh, one of the warnings, if you take this disease-modifying drug, you may get a weird form of cancer that never occurs otherwise, but you take this drug and you get it, like hairy cell leukemia. You heard of that warning before?
I hadn't heard of that one, no. But
yeah, oh yeah. So you don't get an ordinary garden variety weird leukemia. You get something really weird that just never occurs in humans, you know? Or you're taking a disease-modifying drug and you pick up a pathogen that only grows on cats and dogs, but people that take this drug, they get it too. You heard of that one? Where they actually grow, you know, we call pet pathogens that grow on you because your immune system is so suppressed, you can't even stop pet pathogens that would like to grow in human tissue, but ordinarily never grows.
Well, that's pretty frightening stuff, obviously.
It's otherworldly. It's almost like, I call it medical B-movie. It's like, it could actually be funny if there wasn't a body count. That's pretty crazy. If there wasn't a body count, that would be pretty damn funny. It'd be late, you know, Saturday Night Live. Let's see, medical SNL. People say, ah. And the other thing that I find is pretty funny is how many people don't realize how many chemicals are. The average North American has potential exposure to 10,800 chemicals with 8 new chemicals every day added to the biosphere. 8. And almost everybody's got at least one heavy metal, whether it's lead, mercury, God knows what, cadmium, if they've got a percha in their mouth because they had a root canal. And people say, oh, no, that doesn't harm you. I said, are you crazy? You got heavy metals that's not going to harm you, or you got transuranics. Like, for example, when I tried to do testing on depleted uranium, you know what the response of Major Swinder was at CECOM back in 1995? If you do that test and I report it, they'll kill you, Deagle. I said, you know what, Swinder? I know where you sleep, so don't talk to me like that. He thought, you're nuts, Deagle. I said, do you really want to find out the hard way?
Oh.
Yes, for some reason or other, people think that because I'm reasonable, I'll do all kinds of free stuff, and I'm a nice guy, and I'm knowledgeable, I'm a pushover. What a stupid conclusion they make. Duh. Bad idea. And I can tell you the system is hell-bent. For example, I'm going to be doing an interview on Mr. Cody Snodgrass, who's a CIA operator, offered $1 million to demolish the World Trade Center, the Oklahoma City Murrah building, which, by the way, they had moved already, the depleted uranium, Gulf War I veterans medical records, and the information on the biological vaccine, the squalene vaccine for anthrax, because we had given the weaponized anthrax to Saddam Hussein. Guess who knew all this stuff? Dr. Deagle. And I did the exit exam on all 5 munitions complex guys. They demolished the World Trade Center at the Oklahoma City Murrah building, which is a test for the World Trade Center, with RDX, C4 pineapple, and micronuclear devices, because they went off scale. Well, guess what? When I tried to do nuclear testing with Senator Wyden and Feinstein's nuclear experts for the National Radiation Detection Network, they tried to see if they could snow Deagle. Not a smart thing to do. By the time I finished, I said, you're not going to pass your PhD thesis to these idiots. They're nuclear experts, supposedly, for Feinstein and Wyden, senators for California and Oregon. So you got to know, like when I talked to this gentleman from Nova Scotia, stop trying to diagnose yourself. You need testing. I believe in the old carpenter, you know, the great carpenter is Yeshua Jesus. Measure twice, cut once. You got to test. If you don't test, you don't know. People say, well, I think I'm pretty healthy. I walk so many miles a day. I say, well, if we don't test you, we don't know what you're going to get because you don't necessarily have symptoms before something bites you, right? Whether it's cancer or heart disease or whatever, or diabetes. People, they just don't know, do they? That's when we look at digestion. I see a lot of people were not buying our digestes when they're getting the gastrozyme. I think, are you crazy? You need to repair your stomach acid and pepsin levels when you take the digestive enzymes, or they don't work optimally. It's like, please listen. Stop trying to second guess and thinking you know better. You don't. And if you don't fix your leaky gut and you get small bowel overgrowth syndrome, which we can test with the hydrogen breath test, you're going to get an autoimmune disease. It's just day and night, that's what happens. So,
thanks, Dr. Bill.
Thank you, Ryan. Listen, we'll be back on Thursday. Coming up on hour number two, we're going to have Jim Cole with Sonic Life. Amy from Legacy Foods, our new food supplier. We had Legacy before a few years ago. We're back now. John W. Spring will be back with his financial plan to make Jim Jong-un be a nice boy besides the Olympics and not nuke us. Bad chance on that. Lowell Ponte will be back tomorrow, and you don't want to miss it. We've got lots of specials this week, including Harley Schlang.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.